Okay, the first way modern life makes you miserable is comfort. Comfort, you can basically sum it up in three words. This is how I sum it up, is cheap, quick, and easy. That's how we're made to think that things are. They're cheap, they're quick, and they're easy. We have an extraordinary amount of luxury available to us, a luxury that our parents and grandparents' generation couldn't even imagine. And it's all available very quickly and for very little money now. Whatever you want, you can look it up on the internet, and a few days later, it arrives at your door. So that seems amazing, right? That seems very, that seems like it would make us happier. However, the problem with this is that you start to live for comfort, and you start to confuse happiness with comfort, you start to confuse success with comfort, and it ruins your view of life and how things work. I want you to look at advertising, particularly, I see this in advertising, but we buy into it. It's not just in advertising. Advertising now, this particular time, it's all about quick and easy and fun. It's the easiest way to learn a language in 6 months. The how to effortlessly learn an instrument in 2 weeks. And the thing is, it's all bullshit. It's total bullshit. You're being manipulated and exploited, and it's making you miserable. The only person that this all really benefits are the entrepreneurs and the marketers, the marketeers. This is who it benefits, because they're basically exploiting a flaw in our psychology that makes us seek the cheap and the quick and the easy, like a dog, like an animal that has no control over its impulses. The basic flaw here, and this is why it makes us miserable, is that things in life, the best things in life, aren't cheap. They aren't quick and they aren't easy. Things that are worthwhile take time. If you want to learn a language, it takes time. If you want to become a master meditator, it takes time. If you want to start a business, it takes time. If you want to transform yourself, it takes time. And it's all pretty uncomfortable, especially when you first get your hands in it. And our material comfort has not changed that fact. The fact that everything is cheap, quick, and easy now, it doesn't change that. It can't change the basic law of that things take time, that reward is proportional to effort. It can't change that. And it makes you profoundly miserable because you basically live for the cheap and the quick and the easy. And the cheap, the quick and the easy is actually not very good. That's why it's so cheap and quick and easy. The winner of this one is to ignore advertisers, to ignore things that are cheap, quick, and easy, to make long-term plans and goals, to think about what you really want out of life. Make that the basis for how you make decisions and plan your day. And to get used to things hurting and taking way longer than you imagine that they will. Install powerful habits that take you to your goals and chip away at them over months and years. And while you don't get this immediate gratification that you do when you just buy cheap food, quick food, easy food, cheap entertainment, you get a deep sense of belief in yourself. You reach your goals. You create lasting, fulfilling pursuits. The second way modern life makes us miserable is distraction. So basically, we have a range of entertainment that, again, previous generations could have scarcely imagined. So much so that we can basically entertain ourselves wherever we are. We've got the TV, we've got phone, we've got music, podcasts, videos, Netflix, and it's all pretty much available whenever we want it. And again, this seems amazing because, right, we're stimulated and we're entertained, right? The problem is you're actually not. And here's why. This is the flaw here. When I look around at other people, and I see it in myself, but I see it more in other people, Maybe that's a flaw in my own psychology, but I do think I'm freer than most people. One is that people dread dead moments. The clue is actually in the name. Moments when we don't have anything calling our attention, when we're waiting around, we're waiting in line, we're waiting on a bus or a train. Moments like this, we actually dread them. And the second part, and this is a twisted part about this, even when we are distracted, even though we have this constant distraction available to us, we're still miserable. It doesn't matter if in our dead moments we have something to distract us, it doesn't really do it. It doesn't solve the issue, and it actually makes you more of a slave to boredom. Basically, the trap that we were falling into here is that with any vice, you develop a resistance to it. With time, you start tolerating more and more of it, and you need to receive more to get the same amount of stimulation, of sort of taming that boredom, of making yourself feel excited. We can't escape this basic mechanism, no matter how entertaining our entertainment becomes. The more distraction you expose yourself to, the more you need to distract yourself. And so it's this never-ending game of avoiding boredom, avoiding feeling like nothing is entertaining you at a particular time. And the more you do that, the more you need to do it. That's the basic problem here. And to be honest, I'm actually shocked by how bored and distracted people are. It actually makes me feel, I don't know, it's disturbing to me. Like, it feels like I'm in some sort of alternate reality when I see, I don't know, people on the train and they look extremely bored and distracted and miserable. Their answer is to take out their phone and to look at their phone and whatever. I don't know what they're doing on the phone, but That's the solution. What you're not realizing there is that your addiction to your phone is the problem. It's not the solution. That is your problem. The solution is that you don't know how to sit and do nothing. You don't know how to be bored. In fact, being bored isn't even a guaranteed thing. It's just your own state of consciousness. That's what causes boredom, and that's what causes you to distract yourself. I just think our tolerance for lack of stimulation, let's call it lack of stimulation instead of boredom. Our tolerance for lack of stimulation is so low, and we have no idea how to be with a lack of stimulation, that we just immediately turn to distraction. And I think it's actually getting worse. TikTok and shorts, you know, YouTube shorts, this is quite new, and it's worse than what all of the stuff that's come before it. And this is like the pinnacle of our addiction to distraction and to stimulation and excitement, supposed stimulation and excitement. Because again, just because something is quicker and flashier and more stimulating doesn't mean it actually has that effect, because we're so tolerant of it. We're so resistant. We've got such a resistance to it, a tolerance for it, that it doesn't even do anything. And actually, we just go deeper into this black hole. The way out of this one is you just have to wean yourself off. You have to realize that it's actually making you profoundly empty inside. It doesn't do what it is supposed to do. It doesn't make you feel excited, even though it claims to. It's all shiny and fun and exciting and quick. It doesn't actually work. If you actually feel your body and be aware of what's going through your mind and how you just, this your state of mind, be aware of it, you'll be aware that it actually doesn't do what it's supposed to do. In my case, I don't really feel bored ever. I don't. I've found a way to enjoy having a lack of stimulation, and actually in a certain way to look forward to it. And to be honest, my way has been meditation. It's completely changed my relationship to stimulation and to boredom. And basically, when I have a lack of stimulation, I meditate. And it's actually about embracing the lack of stimulation and seeing it as like a chance to retrain my body and mind to a completely new way of looking at life and of being fulfilled that has nothing to do with distracting myself. So weaning off and also maybe practicing some meditation, it really can make a huge difference.